The New Jerusalem Meditation. Close your eyes and say, "We thank you, God, that you reveal to us the originating point of your universal light and love, as the doorway to the kingdom of God." Pause and see a point of light just above you, and see the point expanding into a circle and the circle expanding until it encompasses you, and you sense that you have just passed through some type of doorway that leaves the physical world behind and reveals the New Jerusalem suspended before you. In the giant circle of light in which you find yourself, you see a beautiful pyramid within a translucent golden square. You sense the pyramid is a living entity that is responsive to your thought, and it pulsates with rainbows of colors as it reflects your highest feelings. There are three entrances on each side, guarded by two angels, one male and one female. There is one entrance that attracts your attention and you gravitate toward it. The entrance may seem simple, or you may see elaborate arches depending on your thought patterns. You stand before the angels and they pass their hands over your body, and you know that they know the intent of your heart, and you know whether or not your heart has pure intent to assist your fellow brothers and sisters on the earth. Now you hear one of the angels speak one of these two sentences: "You may pass," or "You are not yet ready." Go back and find within your heart that dedication to self that must be transmuted into dedication to the whole. Come back with a pure intent to serve and you may pass. If you do receive the second reply, do some reflection and find the intent that needs transmuted, commit yourself to pure service and try again. After you receive permission, you go through the doorway, and as you pass you feel an elevation in the vibration of your spirit within yourself, and feel a sense of increasing love and joy. You find yourself walking through a mist of light, and as you walk the cloudiness disperses, and you meet a very beautiful human being. You instantly know that this person is either the Christ or has such oneness with Christ that it makes no difference. "What are you seeking?" the person asks. "I seek a mansion in the house of God," you say. "And what is the key word for this coming age?" "Service," you reply. The beautiful being smiles and replies, "To truly serve you must prepare yourself. Come, enter into a room prepared for you, and contemplate the three things you must do. First, look upon mankind as a single living wholeness, and ask yourself how much you really love them, and how much you are prepared to give. Secondly, the tools you need to enhance your power to serve. Thirdly, send out a call from your heart to others, who will work with you in the vineyard of the Lord. Establish a spiritual link with them that cannot be broken, and feel their presence becoming nearer. When they are very near, you will be ready for the next step." You enter alone into an empty room, with glowing white walls that you know now to be your space and your room, that seems to be about 12 feet square, but you can expand or contract it with your conscious thought. You think about the three injunctions, and as you do, you see the earth before you and sense the collective call of humanity appealing for help and relief in myriad areas of life, and then you sense a few among them appealing for greater light and knowledge. These few touch your soul, for you know that when these are satisfied, that many others will come after until the earth is full of the knowledge of the Lord. As you look upon humanity and become one with the wholeness thereof, you ask the first question: "How much do you really love them, and how much you are prepared to give?" Contemplate this for a moment and ask yourself, "Am I one with the purpose of God in this regard?" If you are satisfied with your answer, move on to the second project. You must next give yourself all the tools you need to give yourself all the power you need to be a profitable servant. You might want to sit down, so visualize a chair, and a chair will be there. If you want to lie down, see a bed. If you want to do some work or reading, you might want to see a desk, books, or a computer connected to the internet. Here you are not governed by time, as on the earth, and you can ask a question on your computer to someone who is a week or a month in the future. It is not for me to suggest all the tools you need. This is your project. Create everything you need in this room for your office of service and comfort. You are only limited by your imagination. You can add to or take away from as your need requires. This is the first step. There is much more to come. Members are welcome to post their thoughts and experiences as we proceed for the benefit of all. Part 2. You are in your room and are gathering around you all the things you need to make you comfortable and that will enhance your power to serve. Now as you think about it, you become aware of other members of your group not far from you in rooms of their own. They may not even be in the present time. Someone close to your heart may not be there now but next week or next month, but you can still feel their presence. You can sense several others in the present time. For this next day, concentrate on just feeling and sensing the presence of others in their rooms. Do not try and enter other rooms or see them yet, but just feel the vibration of others who have made this journey with you and join in purpose and love with them. If you have difficulty with getting in the New Jerusalem, then imagine yourself in the room where your spiritual presence is near your group brothers and sisters. It is important that all who participate settle in this room that is their own. This is the true beginning point of our journey together. Then as we strengthen our power of imagination, the power of visualization will follow, and the experience we will have together will become as real as physical reality. The levels of meditation, since some have had rewarding experiences with the meditation yet others are a little frustrated at their progress, I thought I would write a little on meditation itself. First of all, let me express the desired end result of this meditation. Many of the members of the group have often expressed a desire to be closer and how wonderful it would be if we could all be physically together, even if for a short period. If we as a group are successful at this meditation, we will be brought together. It may be awkward at first for most of us, but if we persist, we will find realistic meetings of group members commonplace on the higher planes. This meditation can remove the barriers of distance that we have on the physical plane. There are four basic planes that we normal humans can use as a medium for meditation. The first is the physical. In this world, we use the power of meditation through the power of paying attention. This can be done through paying attention to a physical teacher, speaker or book, to gazing into a crystal ball or flame. As we meditate on the physical plane, the mind and heart may be stimulated to bring forth images or ideas that will assist us. If nothing else, meditation on the physical level will help focus us on the real that exists here so we do not turn into impractical dreamers. The second is the emotional or astral, and attention is a factor, but in addition to this, visualization comes into play. Overall, females are better than males at visualizing, because this is accomplished through female energy. You'll notice that females are reporting greater success at following this guided meditation, because it works in the direction of their natural energy. Now many men are also good at it, but overall the female has the advantage here. The third plane of meditation is the world of the mind, and this is accomplished through imagination. Mind and imagination are polarized in the male energy, so us guys have the advantage here. It's easy for us to imagine things, but it takes effort for us to visualize. So what is the difference between visualization and imagination? One may ask. Let us say the object we want to bring into focus is an apple. To manifest it in the physical world, we put attention on our physical desire for the apple and go and retrieve it from the refrigerator. To make it manifest in the astral, we tune into our emotional body and feel or sense the apple before us. If we are so in tune, the apple will appear almost as real as when on the physical plane, and may even stay suspended before the meditator for a period of time. To manifest the apple on the plane of the mind, the mental faculty of imagination is used. Forms filtered through the imagination may not produce such real or lingering images as does the astral, but the images become as real as necessary to communicate the essence of the meditation on this plane to the physical brain. Thus, the imagination may flash an image of an apple to the brain that may linger less than a second, whereas the power of visualization may cause the apple to linger on for minutes. Then on the physical plane it lasts even longer until it decays or is eaten. The apple is made of real substance on all of these planes, but as we go up the plane, substance becomes more rarefied and time is compressed. This is why we have more time to see the visualization and much less to examine the thing that flashed into the imagination. It takes contemplation to absorb all that the imagination brings down. This is why those who do not contemplate that which is imagined are often led astray by imagination. Even though there are several levels of formless realities, we shall lump them into one category here for practical purposes. This fourth level begins in the realm of ideas. An idea comes in even a shorter instant of time than a thing imagined. An idea has no form, but as it passes down through the mind it takes form by stimulating the imagination. Next it will clothe itself with desire and its form will be seen through visualization. Finally, if the intensity is strong enough it will manifest in physical reality. He who meditates in the formless world sees nothing, and knows nothing while in the meditation. Instead he throws seed thoughts into this formless void, and goes there through meditation, and waits for the seeds to sprout, and send their fruit in the form of inspired ideas, that filter through ideas to the imagination down through visualized desire and finally into physical reality. The first formless world requires that we be female or receptive in polarization to tap into it, and thus the female has an advantage again. Nevertheless, through the power of attention all the levels of meditation are available to both physical sexes. Now it is possible that several may be concerned that they are not highly evolved and may feel discouraged, if they are unable to have right away an experience. Please, do not feel this way. Some have a wonderful experience and I know this inspires many, for what one can do all can do through the power of decision and attention. Nevertheless, we all make decisions and place attention in different areas of life so none of us are the best at everything. In addition some may be very talented with ideas and imagination, but not so talented with visualization just as some are good at music, but not business. Who is the most evolved, the musician or the businessman? Who can say? It's a silly question. If you are not a great visualizer then find out where your power is. Someone suggested making a tape for physical assistance. This is an excellent idea.